The Hideous Creature Show.
There are a few common sense rules that every clown ought to be aware of before planning to go into a nursing home. First, call the activities director or the manager of the institution and get permission to come. That will give you an opportunity to share what it is you plan to do, that you won't be making any noise or disrupting the activities of the home, and that the mission you're on is extremely important. In fact, what you'll discover is that once you're there, you're going to find it pretty hard to get away. Second, if it's your first time, plan on about a half-hour visit. During that one half-hour visit of non-speaking clowning, you will discover a lot of energy has been expended. Next, when you enter the nursing home, do not stand there with your group in a large cluster of clowns. Clowns can look rather intimidating if you see a lot of them in one place.
Coming to you from the City of Roses, Portland, Oregon, inside 2202, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internets. The date is Friday, March 18th, 2011, and I'm one of your hosts, and my name is June.
My name is Jenny.
My name is Pat.
And this is the Hideous Creature Show, episode 87. Thank you, everybody, for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internets. I got a question.
What is your question?
How are you guys? How are my friends?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm glad it's Friday.
Fucking, I am so glad it's Friday.
Me too.
I'm very happy it's Friday. All day I've been happy it's Friday.
Yeah, me too.
Do you, for some reason, it takes me a long time to decompress the older I get from Friday. Remember when, after, when you were working, you'd be like, oh, I know it's Friday. I'm already kind of not stressed out or whatever the fuck it is. And then you're off work and immediately you're alleviated from everything.
Yeah.
It's like Calgon came all at once.
Not that much anymore. Patrick, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Did you have a good week?
Did have a good week.
Did you have a super week?
Spent a lot of time with you, baby cakes.
Well, yesterday was St. Patrick's Day. Did you guys do anything fun?
I helped Karen and Chip move some of their stuff into their new home. So no, I didn't like go out or party or anything.
Okay, Patrick.
I took a walk, spent some time with my thoughts. Not really, no.
Were they about leprechauns? And
they were not.
Shamrocks?
Yeah, what's up, Darby O'Gill?
I walked by a bunch of bars, and I was just like, I'm
salivated.
I'm so glad I'm not
stared
in
the windows.
I looked like that kid in the Santa Claus movies, like looking at McDonald's, like Joe, the little homeless kid, who was just like, ooh, they're burgers and food.
I wish I could be there.
I just walked by and went, I'm so glad I'm not in there. All of them were packed.
Yeah. I know. Sometimes it's almost annoying to go out on St. Patrick's Day. It's too expensive, too many lines, and ugh.
So that doesn't mean sometimes, Jenny. I think it's all the time on St. Patrick's Day. And you get the people that don't drink all the time.
Right.
And they go out and they're
amateurs.
Just fucking idiots. And I hate that.
I do too.
I kind of like the atmosphere of everybody being happy, but of course that moves on to, you know, bigger and dumber things. I was driving past a bar. I'm taking care of my friend's kitty cats. And I was driving past a bar and I saw a bunch of people smoking outside. And they were fucking wasted at probably like three in the afternoon. Which, I mean, come on. We all get a little wasted at 3 in the afternoon doing the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but we're not on the street corners.
I did eat.
I have done that in my days for sure. Oh, yeah.
I did eat some corned beef though, some really really delicious corned beef that my boss made.
I'm smelling it today.
I ate a Krispy Kreme that was shaped like a shamrock.
See, that's the,
does that
the
count?
Irish spirit.
Yeah, that totally is. That's great.
It was delicious.
I was thinking that because it's St. Patrick's Day, and we had talked about it last week that we should. We should just jump into our topic of the week here in a second and really go down our hangover cures. Because for the last 2 weeks, I have been doing my Hideous Creature Show due diligence and trying a bunch of different hangover cures that I found on the internet.
So have you been actually getting yourself into a hangover?
It doesn't take a lot anymore.
Yeah, me too.
I'm kind of, well, I think that it's not as much the alcohol is that I don't smoke. And then so when I'm drinking, I smoke a lot. And I think that that has a lot to do with it.
It does.
I felt it.
I think it does.
I felt it. And I'm basically a scientist now.
Mm-hmm.
I watch Discovery mm-hmm. Channel. And I watch a lot of documentaries on the
Amish,
which reminds me, Jenny, I'll talk to you about it later. It's about Patrick's Netflix.
Ooh.
Yeah. Somebody's got Netflix now.
We can infiltrate it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, before we get into that, why don't we talk about what we're going to be doing on the show? So we have our topic of the week. We have our winner for last week's douchebag. We have our douchebags of the week for episode 87. And we also have our movie Madness, which, since we're going to just jump into topic of the week, why don't we get a couple movie madnesses from you, Patrick?
Sure.
So Mr. Strout mentioned you again.
I bet he did.
He still talks about you. Says you're the best can packer he ever had. Yeah. Says you look real cute in that hairnet.
Can packer?
Can packer.
I don't know. Doesn't sound familiar.
Here's another one.
You know, it's a wonderful product. And they treat you pretty good. It's on account of selling Mary Kate, we got the new Subaru.
Well, the ride up was very comfortable. It's a very nice car.
Well, it's not really a car. It's got four-wheel drive. It's a little SUV.
What is the hell is all that SUV crap?
Sports utility vehicle.
It's a little Jeep. SUV. ATV and KFC. What's with all these
acronyms?
Well, yeah, I guess it's just too much trouble to say what something is anymore.
What does PMS stand for?
Burn.
You got burned. Do you guys want one more?
One sec.
Yes.
Before we go on, anybody that doesn't know, maybe a first-time listener, we play a game here on the Hideous Creature Show called Movie Madness, where Patrick chooses a movie and plays movie clips throughout the show, and Jenny and I try to guess what the movie is. And get this, you as a listener can also play along.
And probably beat.
Yeah, you'll get it quicker
June
than
and I.
It would be hard to get it off those first two clips. Kenny, let me know if you did.
Bastard.
God, Kenny probably would have got it because it has to do with old people.
Let me lock the place up. I'll walk you to your car.
Good night. I'll see you tomorrow.
Wait up. Come on. You want to come over for a drink?
No, thanks.
Come on.
Maybe some other
just
night.
Just one drink. Come on. All right. Fucking bitch.
Wowzers. We are having a special show here today, which is going to be a new thing on the show, is that Patrick has taken over doing sound on the show so that I can be an asshole a little bit more.
Yay.
Cool it, so we'll get a knuckle thumper.
Thank you, Patrick. So when everything gets all fucked up because Patrick's drunk, you all know what it is.
It's my fault. No longer
I'm
your
joking,
fault.
I'm joking, Patrick. You're going to do good. We actually did Patrick came over the other day and we kind of went over some stuff.
Apparently they did a fake show and June did a fake Jenny that sounded like this.
What did it sound like, June?
Okay. Actually, Jenny, this is you want me to do it?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't want to do it because I don't want you to think that we're making fun of you.
I already do.
But we totally were making fun of you.
No, I want you to share with the listeners what it was.
Okay, and this is episode 80, blah, blah, blah. And my name is June.
My name is Jenny. I'm a superstar. I like to come over and drain the beers.
That's spot on what it was.
It sounds just like me.
We love you, Jenny. So why don't we jump into topic of the week for episode 87? Good job, man.
Good job, Patrick. I'm not going to do that, Patrick. My name's Jenny, and I drink a beer and play in the Hideous Creature Show.
Thank you.
Okay, so the topic of the week we talked about a little bit last week is hangover cures. What are some of the things that we've heard? What are the things now that June has tried or that we all have tried? And what do you think works? What do you think doesn't work?
What I did is I went on the internets a little bit and found some information on hangover cures. But before we get into that, what I'd like to do is go over some sort of biological reasons why we actually have hangovers. And Jenny super sleuths some, and she's going to read actually what happens.
What happened? Biology of a hangover. When alcohol is consumed, it enters the bloodstreams and causes the pituitary gland in the brain to block the creation of vasopressin.
I don't
know what that is, but it blocks it.
It does a present.
Without this chemical, the kidneys send water directly to the bladder instead of reabsorbing it into the body. This is why drinkers have to make frequent trips to the bathroom after urinating for the first time.
Okay, so breaking the seal is actually a real thing.
Yeah, people always talk about that. Like, oh, you broke the seal.
So do you think if you didn't pee...
Ever
when you're drinking, you would never have a hangover? Or do you think you'd just piss yourself during the night?
You'd just piss yourself, probably.
Well, it depends. Some of us don't drink till we pee.
Depends on how much... you had to drink, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. How much liquid actually entered your body?
Yeah.
I like it.
According to studies, drinking about 250 milliliters of an alcoholic beverage causes the body to expel 800 to 1,000 milliliters of water. Blah, blah. This part's stupid. The morning after heavy drinking, the body sends a desperate message to replenish its water supply. Usually manifested in the form of an extremely dry mouth. Headaches result from dehydration because the body's organs try to make up for their own water loss by stealing water from the brain, causing the brain to decrease in size and pull on the membranes that connect the brain to the skull, resulting in pain.
Okay, I thought that was bullshit.
That's gross.
I heard that we dehydrated your brain actually shrunk a little bit, but I didn't think it was true.
It is true.
Because I need as much brain as I can get.
It gets smaller.
You know what?
It's gross.
You know what I just realized? Like, that's why I watch shitty movies when I'm drunk or when I'm hungover.
Yeah, because you don't care.
I'm like, oh, God, I need to watch
Short Circuit
some
too.
Adam Sandler shit.
I need to watch Daddy Daycare. Stop her. My mom will shoot. Yes. Sounds awesome. The frequent urination also expels salts and potassium that are necessary for proper nerve and muscle function. When sodium and potassium levels get too low, headaches, fatigue, and nausea can result. Alcohol also breaks down the body's store of glycogen in the liver, turning the chemical into glucose and sending it to the body in the urine. Lack of these key energy sources is partly responsible for the weakness, fatigue, and lack of coordination the next morning. You know when you get out of bed and it's like your legs won't work?
Right, and you're kind of disoriented.
Yeah.
You're like, and then you're going, who the fuck is this person?
Yeah, how the fuck? Yeah.
Do you like Legos? Because I got a whole bag full of them. I'm like,
who
Legos.
Is this person? How did I get home? And whose pants are these? I do not know.
How do you spell taxi? Because I got to take one.
In addition, the diuretic effect expels vital electrolytes such as potassium and magnesium, which are necessary for proper cell function. I thought this was interesting. Different types of alcohol can cause a different type of hangover.
That's interesting because if you notice that when you're drinking, different kinds of alcohol cause a different kind of drunk. For instance, when you're drinking a bunch of beer, you kind of feel, you know, like lagged down a little bit. But if you're drinking vodka, you feel like a little bit brighter.
Right.
Or is it maybe like a coincidence that every time I drink vodka, it's sunny outside?
I think it has to do with, I think it has to do with people, like vodka effects. You always know those people that when they drink whiskey, turn into mean, horrible
drunks.
Right,
like I can't drink red wine. It makes me wackadoo, and it makes me actually physically sick a lot of times. I can't drink tequila.
Yeah, I went through a phase where I couldn't drink tequila because it made me really mean.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I mean, sometimes what I'm thinking is that you bring into your drunk what's in your life. For instance,
what
if you're
given to the world,
if you're pissed off because your boyfriend girlfriend cheated on you, and you get drunk, that's just gonna, right, you're just gonna be pissed off or whatever. Or
but maybe, different types of alcohol make me more aggressive than other types. Like champagne will make me really giggly and laughy, whereas bubbly whiskey will make me want to punch you, or to make me want to challenge you to a punching contest or something stupid.
Right?
You
do
know?
You think it's psychosomatic though? Like, for instance, the first time you drank whiskey, you got in a fight, and then
no, I think that it then, actually probably affects you differently than some types.
I can see that. So why don't we go into our hangover cures? I took the last couple weeks, and every time I got drunk, I'd have a hangover because I'm old, and I got a bunch written down. And Jenny, you have some too, so yes, throw in your 2 cents. So the first one is an honorary hangover cure is to just drink a bunch of water.
Yeah.
To rehydrate yourself.
I think that's probably the most logical and best.
Yeah, but I get really nauseated when I'm drunk.
It doesn't,
or hungover.
It doesn't satisfy what you want.
Uh-uh. It doesn't at all. So the first one is Pepto-Bismol. Have you ever done the Pepto?
I haven't done it.
That would make me nauseated. Pepto-Bismol, like, every time you have it, it's like if you only drink tea when you're sick growing up, every time you smell or drink tea, you feel like you're sick. Pepto-Bismol is like every time you're sick, so it makes me feel nauseated when I'm hungover. I tried it once, and I was
like... Is that the texture or whatever?
No, it's just like, it's like the learned behavior of Pepto-Bismol, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right. If I drink 7-Up, I can't drink 7-Up as a real beverage.
Because you always drink it
when
you're
sick. Because I always associate it with being
sick.
Right.
I do the same thing. I think this tastes not... There should be that vodka in here. There should be some Grey Goose floating around in
the
here.
The Pepto
somewhere
doesn't work with me because it makes me even more queasier than just drinking water.
I've done it before, and it works wishy-washy.
Yeah.
And in a normal dose that they say takes...
I'll chug like a half
chug
a bottle.
Exactly. You got to chug half of that shit. The next one is a greasy breakfast. Now, this actually has some validity to it because that's supposed to replenish some of the vitamins and shit in your body.
Right, but it's really actually not. It's probably like the opposite of what you should actually do.
Yeah,
you should actually eat something healthy.
Right.
But that's what your body wants, is to be full. It's what we talked about last week, is that you're craving that like 10 minutes of normalcy that being full and having food.
Right.
Gives you, and eating a huge greasy breakfast, you think it's going to make you feel better, but it totally doesn't.
This one is a good one, and I need to know what you guys think.
Okay.
It's Alka-Seltzer, or the Alka-Seltzer hangover shit.
Yep. Does that really work?
Have you ever had it, Jenny? Mm-hmm.
I actually liked it.
Have you ever had an Alka-Seltzer work for your hangover?
I thought it did. Maybe it was psychosomatic, but I thought it worked.
As long as it works.
What about you, Patrick? Have you ever had it?
Never done it, no. Because I was too busy going. I only made one stop, and that was KFC.
One day,
and they don't sell Alka-Seltzer there. If they should.
Are these suppositories? One time I had Alka-Seltzer. I was way out in the middle of nowhere, and somebody had it, and we'd been drinking on like Call it Rossi, by the way. And a friend of ours, she brought it up and gave me a cup of the Alka-Seltzer. I drank it, and I was immediately relieved of my hangover. I felt like a new motherfucker, a new man. Wow. But to this day, I buy Alka-Seltzer, and it's never worked the same way before.
Yeah.
And also, in my super sleuthing, I came across what the fuck Alka-Seltzer is. And it's basically acetaminophen, which is aspirin.
Right.
Which is the leading cause of liver malfunction, like people eating too much of it. It's horrible.
Right.
So that's why you should never eat aspirin the day you're drinking alcohol. Wait for that shit to get into your system or whatever, and then fucking leave it alone.
I'm fucked.
The other thing, and hold on, in my notes, I'm looking at my notes, is sodium bicarbonate, which is basically baking soda.
Right.
I was just going to say baking soda, but I thought I was wrong.
So the other day when I was hungover, it was doing reconnaissance for the show, I bought a box of baking soda and ate 2 tablespoons of it in some water, and it didn't work.
Yeah.
It didn't work. I was evidently maybe too hungover. And some of these things, when I was doing my due diligence for the show, I'd double them up. So I started off with a turkey dinner microwave thing, and then I had some.
Oh,
of the,
that probably doesn't work.
The sodium bicarbonate. Okay. After that, I ate some ibuprofen because of my headache. My super small brain was even getting smaller.
Ibuprofen does not work for me on a hangover.
I never have taken aspirin or ibuprofen when I'm hungover.
What do you do for a hangover, Patrick? Do you even get hangovers?
I drink a lot. I drink, the first thing I need is actually Coca-Cola.
Yep.
I need Coca-Cola.
That's what I crave. That's,
I got that in here.
Pepsi. Pepsi makes me always feel like...
Pepsi's too sugary.
Pepsi's like having sex with that girl that is the best friend of the girl you want to have sex with. Does that make sense?
Yeah, Coke is what you need.
Want
and you
Coke.
Want a fountain Coke. Fountain
it doesn't
Coke
matter.
On ice.
With lots
with
of
a
ice.
Straw.
Actually, extra I want a 2-liter bottle, like just pour it into a mason jar and let the thing, and then I will just chug it.
Yeah.
And then I will eat
I've
the greasiest piece
before.
Of shit that I
oh,
will
I
eat.
Oh, I just, you're making me think, I'm writing down more that okay. I actually do myself.
Well, I did the ibuprofen the other day, and the thing with ibuprofen is it takes like 3 hours for it to get into my system. But it did work. It kind of took care of my headache.
Oh, well, yeah, so did time, though.
Right, exactly. It could have been time.
Okay, by the way, time is
time
we'll
is the only
that.
One
time
that really
the,
works.
Is the real cure.
The next one I have is caffeine.
You know,
coffee.
No, it's actually okay.
It. You're right.
It's actually, and same with Coca-Cola. It's actually exactly what you should not do.
Right. It. The caffeine actually dehydrates you more.
Yeah.
More.
Right.
But I have to say that after, like, I have these green tea extract pills that actually have a natural caffeine in them. That helped. Like day and night. That was like a
yeah,
big,
that might
big
be,
thing.
Yeah, because that probably isn't actually, well, I don't know. It
Jenny,
seems like a little speedy might be good.
Like some Coke?
Well, I mean, like the caffeine in the pill might be good, but I think the, I don't know. I don't know why coffee would be any different.
Sometimes smoking pot helps a little bit.
We'll get into that later,
oh, okay.
too.
Oh,
but
wow.
Caffeine, evidently, it's supposed to dehydrate you, especially in coffee. When you're drinking coffee. I don't know if the green extract bullshit
Well, also
works.
Carbonation, just anything that's carbonated dehydrates you as well.
We'll get into that,
wow,
too.
Okay.
Okay, the next one is hair of the dog.
Right.
How
Bloody
many
Mary.
Times have you
This is
done
June,
that?
Actually. No, not that many until I hung out with you and you're like, have a beer. And I'm like, I don't want a beer. It'll help.
No, that's right. Patrick would stay the night. And if I'm off on the weekend, I'm like, I don't got to go to work. Fuck it.
Right.
So I'd buy a V8 and beer and just
red
have
beer.
A red beer. And it worked for it
well,
works for me.
Also,
but
tomato juice
bites
also
in
makes
your ass.
Tomato juice is listed on at least the research I did as a good hangover cure.
Right.
It has vitamin
sodium.
C in it. It has sodium.
It has potassium. Sure.
And if you want to bump it up, make that shit a Bloody Mary, and then
the only
kill
problem
two
is
birds.
For me, tomato juice makes me nauseous.
Oh, I love it.
So you got to take out.
So you're like, just I'm like, no, and you're just like, we'll just drink this beer.
You still drank the beer.
I still drank the beer. Still felt like shit.
The only problem with the hair of the dog for me is if I have the weekend off and I get a little hair of the dog,
You'll
I want
get
some
drunk
more hair.
Again. Yeah.
I'm like, fuck it, let's just.
You got a whole pack of dogs.
That technically is a cure, isn't it? If you're drunk. Again.
Pack of hair of dogs? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. You got a whole herd. Oh. You've got yourself a snow dog situation with Cuba.
Well,
it's another Cuba.
We got to take Patrick on one of our vacations because we always have hair of the dog on our vacation.
And then we'll just get drunk the next whole next
right,
day again.
Right.
The next one that I have down is sports drinks that are supposed to have
Gatorade,
which are all the electrolytes and shit like that. I've never had those work. They're very.
I love
thirst
them.
Quenching, but I've never had it bring me back from a hangover. And I'm kind of looking at like God's finger coming down and going, "Book, you're not hungover anymore."
I am a big advocate of the Gatorade. I want a giant, fierce grape Gatorade, the biggest one you got.
I also this is really good, is that I heard that Pedialyte works for a hangover.
So you tried it?
I did. Look right over here. I have Pedialyte, empty bottles of Pedialyte.
It's like
sitting
half
right
gallons
here.
Or like 2 quarts.
That's a man size.
Let's see. Wait, how much are these? 33.8 fluid ounces. So it's a liter.
Okay.
What I did is that the first time that I got the Pedialyte, I bought it because I knew that I was going to drink, and I put it in the fridge and got it chilled because it has a weird texture to it. It's kind of a little thicker because I think there's a lot of electrolytes in it.
There's a lot of sea monkeys in it.
I don't even know what an electrolyte is, but it's like assuming it's full of them.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's like an electric particle, but with less calories.
It's like I'm part of what's that movie? The Mike Judd movie, Idiocracy.
Idiocracy, yeah. Right?
It's got electrolytes. It's the body craves.
It's electrolytes.
So what I did is the night before I chugged one of those liter bottles of Pedialyte.
Oh, the night before you drank?
Because I was curious if it would work different. The day before or the day of. And so the first time I did it, I drank it the day before, and I was pretty fucking drunk that night. And I woke up and I felt awesome.
Really?
Yeah, I felt really good. I felt good. I didn't have that, like, I need to go get a greasy food. Because you ever notice when you're hungover, you always want, like, I need bacon with bacon on top of it with sausage in the bacon and bacon extra mayonnaise. Sausage bacon. But I woke up okay. I felt good. I didn't have that my equilibrium was all right. I felt kind of on top of my game. I knew I drank, but I think because I smoked cigarettes the night before, that was kind of the residual from the night before. So that worked. So then the next day, the next time I got drunk, I took it the day of, and it took about maybe 2 hours for it to work, but it kicked in and it actually worked. It worked pretty good. I still knew I was like kind of hungover, but I didn't feel like shit at all. And usually it takes like maybe like 4 hours for that, you know, the symptoms to wear off. But the Pedialyte ate it up in about an hour.
Do you remember
Pedialyte was good?
Kanan, who we used to work with.
Yeah, I remember. Kanan.
He always used to tell me a bottle of vitamin water, a banana, and you're fine, and like some toast, and you're fine.
See, and again, everybody's different.
Right.
I think you have to. And what I'm thinking of is the hand of God. Bloop. I'm like, oh, I feel like shit. Bloop.
I got banana on my list.
I got bananas right here.
Banana, because it's the potassium that you're lacking.
Okay.
Bananas make me nauseous.
The next one I have is an old favorite of mine. Is the next day. Pop a Vicodin.
If you got it.
When the Brodies used to play, a band that Jenny and I used to play in, and where we would party very hard with all kinds of drugs and alcohol, my big thing was I'd go buy two pizzas and get like four Vicodin because, you know, I needed some for myself and a girlfriend. And the Vicodin, that helps a lot.
Because you don't really give a shit.
No, you are so happy watching... Like,
Stopper, my mom will shoot.
That's a good point. The only other thing that cures hangover,
Trailer Park Boys,
Stopper, my mom will shoot, or like Turner and Hooch with Tom Hanks,
or like Cop and a Half,
the most shittiest movies in the world.
Vicodin makes those movies awesome.
As a girl, what I like to watch is like Can't Buy Me Love. Or like the horrible
rom-coms,
right?
No,
horrible rom-coms.
Anything
that are like,
with Reese Witherspoon,
exactly.
And
I'll watch a Clueless.
Okay. I will say that when I'm on the Vicodin on a hangover day, is that I will watch Can't Buy Me Love, over and over.
Give me a J-Lo flick.
Was Patrick Dempsey
it.
In that?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Definitely.
I'll watch that when I'm hungover. I don't need a Vicodin.
I'll watch Overboard like 10 times.
I'll watch that anytime.
I can't.
Me too.
Actually, that's what gives me a hangover. Okay, the next one. Is pot, marijuana.
Problem for me on that one is I don't smoke pot.
Okay, I don't either. Mm-hmm. Patrick, you're a big reefer head.
I'm not a big one. I don't smoke all the
time. Come
on!
You're a huge reefer head.
Yeah, no.
You're the reefer,
you're reefer
beast.
Madness.
You're a reefer beast of the show.
Compared to you two, that means I smoke every 6 months.
Exactly.
But it does work, but you kind of need to balance it out with greasy food, coke, Overboard, and smoking some weed.
And a body pillow.
Or if it's like a Sunday and you just can lie in bed and watch football and get high, that cures it immediately after 4 hours.
So one game of football?
Okay. Yeah, 3 hours. Yes. Yeah.
This
one game in like maybe the first quarter of the second game.
This did not happen this time out because I do not have the reefer madness, but I've done it before and did like a little puff of the marijuanas, and it alleviated all of my nausea.
I believe it was gone.
It will take away nausea. It just makes you feel...
And it makes me paranoid, and I end up digging ditches.
Right.
But to get away from fucking aliens and shit.
Right.
Okay, so the next one... How are we doing on time, Patrick? You're in charge of time.
We're at 33 minutes.
Okay, that's good. Okay, we'll get quick. The next one is that I read was sleep.
Yes.
And I had, when I was drinking a lot and I was hungover a lot, I had the best cure for hangovers at the time.
What was it?
NyQuil.
Yeah.
I wake up in the morning, feel like shit, and take a
checkout,
like a shot of NyQuil. Out, wake up at 4 in the afternoon and be like,
right. If you have that kind of time, I
feel pretty good. You guys want to build something? I feel pretty good.
You want to bake?
I love the NyQuil. I love it when you're not sick. Like just a recreational NyQuil sleep. Oh, so nice.
Have you guys done a NyQuil like hangover?
No, I haven't.
I do like it though.
The next one we have is soda pop.
Yeah, like, we already talked about that.
Coca-Cola. The fizziness evidently like helps your tum tum, but the caffeine could dehydrate you. Now we're getting deep. The next one is exercise.
Yep, go for a run.
Yeah, go for a run. What happens when you go for a run is that you're supposed to sweat out some of the toxins that you had the night before.
And you get the endorphins.
Right.
Can I ask you guys a question? What happens if you go jogging when you're drunk? Because I used to do that a lot.
I've done that before, too.
I've done that, too. Like, I did it for, like, a week straight. I felt great because I'd be like, I'm going jogging now. And I do, like, 3 miles.
Did you pee your pants?
No.
I'm just kidding.
Great. This is my theory.
I think I stopped off at Memorial Field and like whizzed really quickly and then ran back out and finished the next mile.
Okay, what I realized, young, is that I hated exercise. And I figured if I was drunk, I wouldn't give a shit.
Right.
So I'd get drunk and then go running.
It totally works.
It didn't work because I'm a fuck
up. So that kind of goes along with another one that is endorphins, that is have sex.
Exactly.
That's the thing. When I'm hungover, the only thing I want to do when I'm hungover is have sex.
And it actually helps because of the endorphins and, you know, sex is fun.
You know how they have...
Anyway, so you're stoked about it.
We talked about whiskey dick where you're like, you can't get it up because you're so drunk. Well, it all that like arousal that you could have builds up to the next morning when you're hungover. And it just is like, well, you didn't use this energy.
Yeah, and too bad the chick you disappointed already left in her taxi.
Exactly.
And you're like,
No, we got chloroform. What it is that your brain's going, I'm losing this opportunity.
No,
I'm losing the opportunity. Losing the opportunity. Because, I mean, I'm not going to go into it. Never mind. Yeah. We're going to stay on topic.
Oh, God. Morning after hungover sex is just like...
Sex will make you feel better.
Okay, and the last one that I have, Jenny, is there something I missed before I go into this one?
I have a couple. Well, I just have a couple. Finish yours. I just have a couple that are mine personally.
Okay. The biggest one is, of course, not to get fucking drunk. Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
What are yours?
Well, this is one that I read today on the internet.
No, seriously, that's the biggest. That's a way to avoid a hangover.
Don't get pregnant.
And I haven't done this myself. But I read that you should eat pickles or drink pickle juice and eat canned fish.
Why?
The iron in the fish is... I read some of this, too. The iron in the fish is supposed to, like, my brain not working good. Replete the iron that's lost in your body while you're drinking.
Wow.
And I don't know why pickle juice, but it kind of makes sense. I don't know why.
It's a wizard cure.
It's definitely a Gryffindor
cure. You have to buy
it
in Diagon Alley.
My personal favorite is a Slurpee. And it's just because I crave the Coca-Cola.
Right.
I got one more, and this is something that I really did, and I really went out for, and I actually drove my stupid car to try and find this place. What I heard from everybody that's done it is the best cure for hangover, besides not getting drunk, is the saline bag. Being hooked up in your vein to... a saline bag, which is like a sodium and water, which repletes all of your which replaces all your fluids and rehydrates you.
Yeah,
I've talked to a bunch of people that were in the military that actually had them in their med packs, and when they'd come back to Portland, they just bam, fire it up and do it. And I heard about a place in Portland that supposedly does this.
Really?
But,
what?
And it's supposed to be on Burnside. I went over there. I drove over there yesterday and tried to find the place. And I couldn't find it. And I'm wondering if there is another place that we could do it.
It's bewitched like Hogwarts and common muggles like you cannot see it.
Yes. It's 888 and a half Southeast Burnside.
Exactly.
All right. Well, anyway, I tried to find it. And from what I understand is you can actually call your doctor if you have a horrible hangover. Go in and he will hook you up on the bag and rehydrate your ass.
Wow. But you gotta have the ER for that? Okay. Can you go in the ER and go, hey man, I need a saline?
I'm hungover.
Stat.
Yeah.
They're like getting the hangover line.
I was thinking if I was a millionaire, I'd have track marks and like, what, you're into junk, June? And I'm like, no, baby. I'm into saline, baby. But so anyway, before we conclude our topic of the week, if I find this place, would you guys be into doing it?
Yep.
I mean,
we'll all get drunk and hungover, and then we'll meet there and see if it works.
And do it.
Yeah, I'll totally do
Maybe.
It.
Maybe.
Okay, I'm in. I will do it with or I'm without you guys. If Patrick, me and Patrick will do it then.
Okay.
All right.
Because so, Jenny can't be here today. What's going on? I can't get over there. I gotta go to a series. My wedding dress is too big.
All right, so that's our topic of the week for episode 87 of the Hideous Creatures Show. I'm wondering, Patrick, if we could get a movie madness before we head to fake break.
Yes, we can.
I love it here.
I know you do.
I can feel my life, you know?
I know who that actor is.
Mm-hmm. Patrick says, no, you don't.
Let's do another one then.
You know what I heard? He's tending bar up to Old Orchard Beach for a friend. You ever notice even the worst bastards have friends? Well, nobody knows him over there. If they do, they don't care. They drink what he mixes. I hate him, man. My boys went to school with him. He was the same then.
I don't have a clue.
It sounds like a real uplifting movie, Patrick.
This is a really great movie.
Hey, we're going to jump into a fake break. When we get back, we are going to divulge last week's winner for Douchebag of the Week, and we will bust out a whole new slew of douchebags for you. We'll be back in a momentarily. Until then, enjoy this little audio tidbit.
For everybody.
And Jeb, I hope you're better at picking beer than you are loud, brother.
And Jeb, you better make it a good one.
Hey, what happened, Jeb? You're caught in the rain?
When you have to get the beer, don't fool around. Get the best name in the business. Old Milwaukee Beer.
Old Milwaukee!
Old Milwaukee is named after the city that means beer. It's the fastest growing major beer in the country.
Jeb, you're a lot better at picking beer than you are at loading.
Well, I think I do pretty good at both.
Old Milwaukee beer tastes as great as its name.
We are back from fake break. I don't think we really concluded what is the best hangover cure for each of us. Jenny, what was your biggest hangover
what
cure?
What I normally go to is either Slurpee or Gatorade.
And that works for you?
Well, it works as good as it can. But to this day, I still don't really have anything that
God touch.
Right. That really just snaps me in out of it.
Patrick?
Mine has to do with a 2-liter bottle of Coke that's pretty much consumed really quickly. Something that's usually, it's either like Kentucky Fried Chicken's, although you've been promoting the Popeyes.
Get the Popeyes.
Yeah, right. The Popeyes is better.
or something like Domino's that's just so greasy and disgusting. You can eat it, especially their little pasta bread bowls, which are so gross. And lying in bed and watching, like, football on a Sunday. Like, see, that kind of does it. Then by, like, 5 o'clock, I'm right as rain.
Okay, I have to say that drinking that Pedialyte the day before kicked ass.
I want
to
try it.
We're going to do it again.
I'm very curious about
it. I will buy
it.
You some Pedialyte. I'll buy both of you guys Pedialyte. And then you can ascertain, like, what's best for you guys.
Okay.
Patrick, why don't we get a movie madness before we hit our douchebaggery?
Say something, for Christ's sake. Quit pussyfooting around me. You want me to stare at these cards all night? There are things of which I may not speak. There are dreams that cannot die. There are thoughts that make the strong heart weak and bring a pallor into the cheek and a mist before the eye. And the words of that fatal song come over me like a chill. A boy's will is the wind's will, and the thoughts of youth are long, long thoughts. Okay, you got the two. I'm in there.
Is that J.D. Salinger reading J.R.R. Tolkien?
No.
Seriously, is that Gandalf?
I have no idea.
I don't either.
Have you been able to identify who
no,
the actors are?
No, I can't even get a grip on an actor yet.
I want to play one more clip before we go into it.
It's not exactly new. I traded David the truck for it. It's got room for all of us. Good grocery getting guy. Hey, you want to take a ride?
It's Richard. You don't change. You don't change, do you?
Change? No. No, I don't change. Everything around me changes. You change. You take my house. And you take my kids. And you fuck this other guy. But me, I don't change at all.
The Sound of Music?
I know, I don't have a clue.
Because it sounds like really uplifting, Patrick. What's up with you lately? Okay, wait. I'm calling you out for a second.
Yeah.
What the fuck is up with you and these horrible, like, atrocious...
Depressing movies. They're good movies. This is a good movie. This is an Academy Award, like, Academy-nominated Best Picture film. It actually got nominated for 5 Academy Awards.
It doesn't Oompa Loompa in it, Patrick, will kill you.
Shit, there is an Oompa Loompa in it.
I don't know. I have no clue.
Actually, can we get one more? Because I am stumped. I haven't even... Again, been able to identify an actor.
I've been holding them off a little bit too, but
give us a fucking clue here.
You want a clue? Okay, here's a clue.
You got it backwards. I know what you think, that I was too lenient, that I let him get away with
everything.
Yes. And why? Why did he never come to you?
He wouldn't listen to me, Matt.
No, he wouldn't trust me.
He wouldn't listen to you
because you never listened to him.
No, you did. You were winking at him the whole time. You encouraged him. You wanted what he had. Her.
Oh, my God, you got to be kidding.
You know it. You wanted it and you couldn't get it. That's why you didn't stop him. So you could get your kicks through your son.
Is that the dad from Something Wicked This Way Comes?
I don't know what that is.
Okay.
The actor has been on another movie, Madness, like previously within the last 3 months.
Is he the dad from the movie Parenthood?
I'm going to say, I don't remember who Steve Martin's dad was.
No, I don't think it is.
He was nominated for an Academy Award for this performance. Other films that he's been in is Shakespeare in Love, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind,
Okay, I know who it is.
Okay, I don't know who it is.
Who was he in Eternals?
This is completely unfair. This was unfair.
Tom Wilkinson.
Okay, I know who that is.
I don't know who Tom Wilkinson
is. He's the doctor in Eternal Sunshine.
June still hasn't seen that.
You still haven't watched it?
No. You know what? I can't because I can't hold a relationship, and that movie holds a lot of, like, pent-up aggression, I'm assuming.
Okay.
No good? That's not a good reason to watch it?
It's a very good movie, but it definitely makes you sad.
Okay, I went on to Netflix, and I spelled it incorrectly, and it ended up on RedTube. And, you know, I was pleasantly surprised. It ended up, all right, I won. It was a winner. No good.
Sunshine of the Spotless Behind?
Right. So we have our episode 86 winner for Douchebag of the Week. And we had two candidates. One is a man that pees during a movie.
Rango.
During the movie Rango. And the other one is a man that gropes a woman.
On a plane.
Right?
And then did
Wasn't that last week's?
And then he did his karate chops. Yeah, that was last week's.
Yeah, and then he karate chopped the marshal. Oh, okay. The air marshal.
Like, okay. Well, you know what? We got 100% of the votes is for the guy that groped a woman on the airliner, and the air marshal came up and the guy karate chopped him.
Good. That one deserved a win.
Good job, listeners.
That's a pretty douchebaggy move. Yeah. I like it.
Because you saw him. He's just like, ha, 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 ha. 30,000 feet up there.
If life is anything like video games, he had to charge.
Karate nougat! You know he totally
If anybody
was.
Gets that reference,
oh, people
kudos, will. Kudos, kudos. So why don't we move into our Douchebag of the Week for episode 87 of The Hideous Creature Show.
Say hi to your mom.
I'm going to fly her brains out.
I was going fishing.
It sounds like what you were fishing for was sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
All right, what I got is Miss San Antonio's bikini photos unusable.
What?
She's a pageant princess.
How old is she?
I'll get to that.
Damn it.
A Texas beauty queen gained enough weight that airbrushing couldn't fix photos of her in a bikini, but that's not why the size 2 teen had her Miss San Antonio crown revoked.
I want to shove butter and fucking lard in her face.
She said the girl was let go because she didn't follow the pageant rules. Let's see. Dominic Ramirez caused a stir worldwide when she said pageant organizers harassed her about her weight and allegedly told her to, quote, get off the tacos.
Whoa!
Before stripping her of her sash, the 17-year-old has sued to reclaim her title and compete for Miss Texas.
Okay, can I stop for a second?
Mm-hmm. No.
So she is suing because the competition that she is in, the judges thought that she was not
they
eligible.
Took her sash away.
Well, one sec. They thought that she was ineligible to participate.
No, she won, but then they said that her bikini photos were unusable, and they stripped her of her sash and told her to get off the tacos.
Oh, okay. So I misheard it. She was the winner.
Yeah,
and then they were doing like preliminary photos,
right,
for Miss Fuckface. USA.
Probably maybe for like her running for Miss Texas. She won like Miss Teen Texas. Oh. And then they said,
she
fuck
won Miss
you.
San Antonio, and then they go to the Texas trial.
Well, you know what? I was thinking. So she got kind of fat after that?
She's a size 2. If that's fat,
that's
then
not fat.
I am obese.
Hello. Wait a second. What country were you born in? I was born in America.
Me too.
And I don't like my pageant bitches fat.
Fuck
a
no.
Number one.
I'll turn that channel.
So, you know what? And especially if she's not doing the bear claw thing, a lot of them do. So she shouldn't have the fucking tacos. Take her off the tacos, Jenny.
Oh, my mic stand got limp.
Okay. The first day of testimony revealed details of a drama particularly made for Texas with questions about the inappropriate of a minor modeling a wedding dress.
Wait, they put her in a wedding dress?
Yeah.
She's too fat for that shit.
That's nothing to say of what's generated the most attention. Mm. Whether a 5'8", 120-pound college student should be booted for packing on a few pounds.
Okay, can I do the math?
She's 5'8".
Yeah.
How tall are you, Jenny?
I'm probably 5'6". Okay, and I'm not going to tell you how much I weigh.
No, I'm just trying to, like, I don't, when someone says 5'8".
She's tall.
Like, yeah, she's tall for a woman.
Yeah, but you know what?
She weighs 100 and what?
No, 20 pounds.
I think you guys are looking past her taco addiction.
Oh, is that why the committee was?
Mm-hmm.
But why would someone?
She was probably Patrick, getting,
what did I say? I said, uh-huh.
She was probably getting taco sauce all over their wedding dresses.
That's true. It was like a blood wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Idol didn't write it.
Is there tacos at this wedding?
She was named 2011 Miss San Antonio in part on the strength of her bikini competition. But when Ramirez was photographed in a bikini months later in preparation for the Miss Texas pageant, the pictures were unusable. And fixing them was beyond the limits of photo editing softwares.
That airbrusher was just at his wit's end.
Can I chime in?
Yeah.
Has anybody seen Photoshop?
You can totally, you can get inches off.
Okay. If you are past Photoshop, you've had too much tacos.
She's 5'8 and weighs 120 pounds.
Patrick, they said that Photoshop couldn't fix her. It said in that.
She
should
just kill herself.
Did you just hear that? Okay, I've seen a kitty cat, a little tiny kitty cat, like raising above like a major city with laser eyes beaming down on like shit.
Riding like a turtle.
Destroying everything with a turtle. And how.
If they can't fix her, she's a heifer.
I just
So in summation, they said, the only thing I can suggest to her is she might want to try to lose an inch in her hips. But because she is who she is, I said we can pad her top part to make her more symmetrical. So they want to put like a fake top part to fur fat ass.
Make her head smaller.
Yeah, they have to pat her head.
But the problem that I have with this story is that like you make a choice to enter a Miss Teen pageant, which is all about kind of appearance. And then they're judging your appearance. So I understand she's not fat. I understand
she's not
fat. She is not fat at all.
Patrick, if they can't fix it with Photoshop, she's huge. She's a behemoth. She's like the Titanic of fucking teenagers. Let it sink.
Isn't it her own fault for like bitching about what she chose to do with her teenage life?
She's too fat for Photoshop.
You throw her in their salt lake, she's going down like a stone.
No, I thought it was impossible, but evidently it's not. Texas?
Everything's bigger in Texas. Shouldn't they give her a slide for that?
Right.
That's true, actually.
They should.
The tacos are also bigger.
They're
though.
Also like
the tacos are
they also
huge.
Come from like cowboys. They want to grab onto something when they're being bucked.
You only get one in a flatbed truck, and you just eat
and
it.
She's
for
eating
like a week.
Five of those a day.
I bet she does like a hope. Like maybe she can get a sponsorship for like Taco Time.
She just lays.
Eat ya to ta taco.
The tacos are so big.
You made Jenny laugh with a Star Wars.
The tacos are so big, she actually lays in the shell and eats her way out. It's so big.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
So Ashley Dixon, who is the runner-up, has been named Miss San Antonio. That bitch is skinny.
So I'm saying the douchebag of the week is for this particular story, is of course the people that...
Right,
like,
that stripped her of her sash.
Right, fuck off.
She's 17.
Oh,
it's ridiculous.
She's probably really smart. She could write a dissertation, you know.
In 5 years, she's going
to
be on like...
Be a nuclear physicist.
She's totally going to be addicted to painkillers and like, or like...
You know what? That's better though, because then we can get painkillers.
Right. We can, because we're dating.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna get her on the show.
We're going to get her on the show.
Painkillers.
Yeah, that's true.
Pageant queen gets ripped of sash, told to lay off tacos.
I'm not going to touch it. I was going to go more into like... Why do you get into pageants if you don't think the people are going to judge you?
That's why I'm also looking at her and going, what the fuck do you expect? Or her mom, because it wasn't like she was 3 years old and said, I want to be in pageants. Her mom forced her.
Anyway, Patrick, what's the next one?
Well, are you aware?
I can't hear you, Patrick, because you're so fat.
Are you aware that the wealthiest 5% of Americans hold more than 55% of the nation's wealth? I'm sure that you are aware of that.
I think that I'm aware of that.
Okay. Well, Fidelity Investments did a poll. And
I have an IRA through them, by the way.
And the poll found that 4 out of 10 American millionaires...
June just flipped me off.
4 out of 10 American millionaires say they do not feel rich. Indeed, many would to have at least $7.5 million. That's what they would need to feel truly rich. But 42% of more than 1,000 millionaires surveyed by Fidelity said they did not feel wealthy. People that had at least $1 million in investable assets, including any real estate, excluding any real estate or retirement accounts, just said, I'm not rich enough. President of National Financial, which is a unity of Fidelity, said that every person in the survey is wealthy, but they are still worried about outliving their assets. The average age of the respondents was 56-year-olds, so these are 56-year-olds, with a mean of $3.5 million, and they're saying, I am not rich enough. They compare themselves to their peer group, and they're also thinking about the long period they will have in retirement, that long 20 to 25 years.
Give me a break.
And they want more assets to fund their lifestyle, said Michael Durbin, president of Fidelity Institutional Wealth Services. Still, millionaires are slightly more optimistic now than they were in 2009 when 46% did not feel wealthy. So it went down 4% that millionaires did not feel wealthy.
Okay, Patrick, that was very convoluted. Can you break it down?
People who have millions of dollars feel that $7 million is not enough.
And that they're worried that they're going to outlive their retirement years. $7 million is not going to be enough.
And I'm sure they're looking at it for their children. But their children should be all right.
I got a question. Jenny, how do you feel about that?
I think that those people need to get punched in the fucking dick.
Okay. Patrick, how do you feel about it?
I feel that they're entitled. They made their money and they want more. I think they're fucking stupid. They're making fucking millions of dollars. There are people that are living off fucking like $10 an hour. They work 40 hours a week. They make $400 an hour.
They have no savings.
They see like $290, $310 after taxes get taken out. That's what they're living with and they have children. Fuck them.
Why the fuck was this study done? Who cares about it? And...
You have a great, great point, and we're way over time. But like, why the fuck would somebody bitch about being a millionaire?
Right, and why is Fidelity doing these surveys? Like, hello, Mr. Millionaire, are you satisfied with your millions? No, check that on the list.
I will tell you why, because I think that they have nothing else to bitch about.
Well, they're also Fidelity Investments, and think about the people that have
millions.
Don't
blow into that mic.
Think about the people who have millions of dollars that are investing with Fidelity. Fidelity is a very big insurance company. It's
right.
A very big investment company.
They're just polling their
Maybe it's okay. like a news of the week thing. Hey, for other Fidelity people, this is how your life lives, and it's bullshit. Fuck you. I'm sorry. Fuck you.
No, I agree completely. So
okay.
What was our
Jenny. To wrap it up, the douchebags of the week for this week for episode 87 are Pageant Queen told to lay off the tacos, and wealthy people are douchebags.
We're not calling the Pageant Queen a douchebag.
No.
We're calling the Pageant Committee
yes.
a douchebag. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Right.
Well, maybe she could be a vote because, you know, she chose to do this.
She loves those chalupas.
She goes to a lot of Blazer games. For anybody that doesn't know that if you go to a Blazer game in Portland, if the Blazers score over 100 points, you get a free chalupa. We actually saw
Nick the other night at Plaid Pantry, and he was like, oh, I just came back from a Blazers game. And June said, how was it? And he goes, they won. And June goes, did you get a chalupa?
Yeah. BT got a chalupa. Oh, actually, last night, BT was in the lucky section and got on the Jumbotron.
Woo!
And he got Burgerville coupons, and he said that he waved him in his air like they were money, like he was making it rain at the strip club on the Jumbotron.
Was he going,
yeah, he was totally making it rain.
All right.
So that's our douchebag of the week for episode 87 of the Hideous Creature Show.
When I win the lottery, gonna buy all the girls in my block. Color TV and a bottle of French perfume. When I win the lottery, gonna donate half my money to the city so they have to name a street or a school or a park after me. When I win the lottery.
If you want to vote for who you think it's a douchebag of the week for episode 87 of the Hideous Creature Show, you can go to our website, which is hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com, and put in your 2 cents. I think that possibly we should conclude our movie madness.
I agree.
You're so unforgiving. You are. That's what he said. And you're pulling the same shit with me. And that's a horrible way to be. It's horrible.
That's what he said.
You're bitter, Ruth. And you can point your finger at me all you like, but you better take a damn good look at yourself.
I just wanted to talk about what happened, Matt.
You want me to be open with you and embrace you?
Jesus.
You scare me.
Get the deck.
How can I talk to you? Sometimes I can't even look at you.
Hey, hey, hey.
I don't know what this is, but I hate it.
I don't know, but I don't like that guy.
I don't either.
I actually
would like this guy if you watch this movie.
So what are you saying? He's like a, like we have personality traits?
Yep.
No, it's...
Son of a bitch, Patrick.
All right, here's my last one. Here's the last one.
Okay.
You know the old saying, two is company, three's a crowd? No, it's like that. Get more than two of these in the bedroom, and chances are something like that's going to happen.
I think I know the actor, but I can't place the movie at all.
I'm stumped. Right, this is the most stumped I've been.
I'm going to play this clip again and listen and find the words that the movie could be titled.
You know the old saying, two is company, three's a crowd? No, it's like that. You get more than two of these in the bedroom, and chances are something like that's going to happen.
In the bedroom?
Two's company?
Jenny just totally got it.
Jenny wins again.
I've never heard of this movie. I knew it all along.
This isn't a movie. Jenny, we got duped.
In the bedroom?
In the bedroom.
It's not a movie.
It has Sissy Spacek in it.
I like her.
It has Tom Wilkinson in it. It has Marissa Tomei in it. They all got nominated for Oscars.
So all of a sudden I should be a douchebag because I didn't get it? Because Patrick, you're being very mighty right
Patrick
now. I don't appreciate it.
Patrick thinks that we're learned people that watch movies that aren't Stopper. My
I can't
mom
even spell
shows.
Learned. Larded. Larded. You bastard.
I've never heard of this movie.
So this movie is called In the Bedroom.
What's it about?
Well, what can you...
It's about being a dick, apparently.
Eventually. You know what I think it's about, Jenny?
What?
I think it's about holding over your power of having movie madness. That's what I think this movie's about. A dictator.
A dictator in the bedroom.
Yeah. Maybe somebody's been watching a little too much, Libya shit.
Gaddafi over here.
Yeah, oh, sorry, Gaddafi.
I just got IFC and I'm fucking
you know what?
Rank
and
with
I
power.
Like I like my dictators jerky and baby
people
you
know
are being
what the
a jerk
movie
right
is.
Now. You're being a big
is.
Jerk right now.
In the bedroom, they know what that movie is.
No, you're being a jerk. You're totally being a jerk.
I'm not being a jerk. It got nominated for 5 Oscars.
When?
2003?
2000 and lie.
Yeah, 2000 never is when it happened. Pretty sure. I'm definitely sure.
It had two Academy Award winners in the film.
No.
Sissy Spacek and Marissa Tomei.
No, because I never heard of this.
I think June and I are going to end up looking like dummies.
Yeah, we're totally looking like dummies. Patrick, I'm sorry.
I'll admit, I've never heard of this movie.
It is a really, really great film. It is a little bit sad.
Sounds like jerks are in it.
What's with you and your sad bullshit right now?
I've just been on that kick, man, listening to a lot of Bruce Springsteen and just getting sad and watching movies.
Hanging with the boss.
So, this is a real movie?
Patrick and his buddies reenacted all those clips.
I made it on my handy cam.
Ugh, I hate this movie. I think
it's a really great movie.
Yeah, I kind of want to check it out.
It's really.
I like
just awesome.
What's it called again?
You'll love her in the bedroom.
What's the real name?
In the bedroom.
No, really. What do they call it?
In the bedroom.
Ugh, this movie sucks.
It's Sissy. If you like Sissy Spacek,
I want to know if Kenny's seen it.
It's really great performing by everyone.
I love Sissy Spacek.
It's just so good. It was a really kind of small. It was a kind of a small independent.
I'm going to write it down.
They made it in Maine. It takes place in Maine.
Oh Jesus, Maine.
In Maine.
No, it didn't.
It did.
You know what?
Maybe it didn't. Well,
I just think I'm. Honestly, I have to admit that. You got me. I had never heard of this movie or watched this movie, and I'm in denial, and you're a shit fuck.
Did you see the movie Little Children with Kate Winslet?
That didn't exist either. You and your
same director,
fake
actually.
Life of bullshit.
The director's
sucks.
Name is Todd Field. He's a great director. He played the keyboard player in Eyes Wide Shut.
Keyboard cat?
No, pretty much, yeah.
That's the only thing that you got me on.
I almost pee a little bit, Jimmy.
So now
I might have pee-peed in my
drawers.
So
next week the film will be Little Children, and
okay, I got a proposition.
June's getting angry right now.
I'm so angry that I've never heard of this.
The wine is running through his veins.
And the Tisdale is flaring. I'm going to do Movie Madness next week.
What?
I'm going to do Movie Madness next week because I have a good one.
Okay.
Can I do that?
No, of course you can.
Okay.
Of course you can.
God damn. You.
I didn't stump you.
You told. I've never heard of this movie. I couldn't tell who the actors were. This is like horrible for me, Patrick. I'm not going to sleep tonight. All right. So we're coming to the end of another Hideous Creature Show. You can contact us via our website, which is hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com. You can email us at hideouscreatureshow.gmail.com. We're on the Facebooks, and we always like to see everybody contacting us there or communicating with us there. You can give us a call anytime, day or night, drunk, sober, happy, sad, at our message site-ishness. At 503-928-7751. Call us and leave us a message on what the fuck do you think Patrick's bullshit is? Because I think he's undermining everything in the world. America, Patrick. You can listen to the show via our website, Podbean, Podcast Alley, Zune, or iTunes. If anybody has the iTunes and would do us the dubious pleasure of writing a synopsis on what you think the show is and giving us a 5-star rating.
Especially if you like the movie In the Bedroom to counteract June and writing a thing and they quote it in the bedroom and no one would ever do that on a podcast so June can know how he's wrong. Do that, listeners. Oh, dear, dear listeners.
You're a cocksucker. If you'd like to support the show, you can do so by telling Patrick he's a dick. What's your phone number, Patrick?
971-212-6642. Excuse me. 971-212-6642. Yeah, I started.
You can also do by buying a T-shirt at our website. We have a little icon at the top of the store page, and you can buy a T-shirt there. We don't have extra larges yet, but we will have them. I swear to fucking God, we've been saying it for months and months and months. But we're gonna have a new distributor here pretty soon, and once that happens, we'll get that out to you. We have a special thanks out to Johnny Fucker again for letting us use his computer. Thank you, Johnny Fucker.
Johnny Fucker!
What else do we have? The intro of the show was... What was that, Patrick?
The intro was clowns versus old people. And our outro this week is... Our outro, was it last week?
I think we did a different one last week, but we've been on a Guided by Voices trip.
It's a Guided by Voices, a track from Alien Lanes, which is a great record.
And I want to thank everybody for listening to the program. And we're going to do another podcast in about 7 days. Until then, you guys have a wonderful, wonderful week. And thank you. Thank you for listening to the show. Bye-bye. And St. Patrick, hate mail. Show.